Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I'm taking all Mary Ryan's advice from earlier, but I'm not taking the two treats a week advice. So Catherine Fulvio, owner of Ballynockan House and Cookery School in County Wicklow, good afternoon.
Hi Brendan, how are you?
I'm good. And Catherine, you have some no-bake desserts for us because some people do get bothered about the chemistry of baking, don't they?
They do indeed, Brendan. And really, I mean, let's celebrate no-bake desserts, no-bake treats. You know, it's such an easy thing to do. And if you don't need the oven, it's an easy win, isn't it, for everybody?
Yeah, but there are some skills involved, a bit of melting, a bit of setting, a bit of folding, yes?
Well, that's why it's so great, because you're actually really doing something creative at the same time. So you'll need to learn how to use a bain-marie if you haven't used one before, because invariably it means chocolate, for me anyway. The folding is such an interesting thing. It's something I teach all the time here at the cookery school, because a lot of people stir rather than fold. And really, when you're doing no bake, you don't have the benefit of having something like baking powder to help everything rise.
Okay.
So you need to trap air in by folding gently. So you're literally just carefully bringing the ingredients together, but keeping the air in, giving you a light, tasty treat.
Okay, and then layering as well, which is its own skill. It might make people feel a bit better to know you're not a good layerer, are you, Catherine?
Brendan, I can't even draw a straight line. If I do have to do layered desserts, you can be sure there'll be a crooked line and some will be bigger the layers than others. So yeah, don't depend on me for that one.
Okay, but I'm sure most people aren't really quibbling if there's layers of good stuff there. They're not out with a tape measure or anything. So what sort of ingredients are involved in no-bake desserts? What's good to have handy in the press?
Yes, I was thinking about that, Brendan. And really, the three ingredients that you don't use generally are flour, eggs and baking powder, because you're not going to cook anything. So great things that you would need for no bake, which probably all have at home, are the likes of fresh fruit, chocolate, butter. Cream cheese is a winner. Cream cheese helps stabilize everything. You know you want everything to set. That's where the cream cheese comes in. Double cream is great as well, because you get air with double cream, so you get a lighter dessert.
So double cream over single cream, yes?
Well, double cream's just that bit richer. I mean, obviously, if you're counting the calories, you could go with the single cream, but you get a better set with double cream because it's thicker, you know.
Grand. What else?
Citrus, lemon, orange, lime. They're always great for no bakes. They just add an instant ping of colour, I think. Vanilla is also great. Vanilla is also a great flavour. And, you know, we all grew up and it's still going strong. The digestive biscuits. They're fabulous for these, or any kind of biscuits for that matter. But we all grew up with the no-bake cheesecake, you know, where your mother melted the butter and crushed the biscuits and added them into the tin and let them set and then topped everything up on top. And it's just an easy win.
Okay. And then what's gelatine, agar and arrowroot? Explain about those.
So usually you need something to help set. Now, in fairness, the cream cheese and cream itself really do help set. So you can make a mousse with just that, no problem at all. You can make a mousse even just with cream. But if you want to do something very stable, you need something that's going to hold it. And it has to be something that's jelly-like. And that's where your gelatine comes in. So gelatine is not for vegetarians or vegans, but it really does help. Like a panna cotta generally would have gelatine in it. Jelly, as we know it, generally would have gelatine in it. Agar is a seaweed version of gelatine. Works great. Carrageen moss is also another great one. I put arrowroot down there, Brendan, because that gives you more of a kind of a looser texture, but it does help set. And it works like cornflour, but it doesn't give you that cloudy effect that cornflour would.
Okay, and it can be eaten more raw than the cornflour, obviously. Okay, let's start with the easiest possible one, okay? And this is one that the kids would love making this too, I'm sure. Chocolate dipped frozen yogurt bites.
Oh yeah, I loved this one. So this is just Greek yogurt, Brendan, fresh fruit, some honey or maple syrup, and you literally mix the Greek yogurt with the fruit and the honey. So this can be all Irish, mix it all together, and then you can put it in like little cupcake cases and put it in the freezer, or I just put it on a tray for the freezer on parchment paper. Goes into the freezer, it freezes, Meantime, you simply melt chocolate. Now, in the recipe that I've given you, I have 100 grams of melted chocolate. That's for total dipping. But if you really just want it to drizzle, you could cut back on that chocolate. So when you take these little frozen parcels out of the freezer, you can then dip in chocolate or drizzle chocolate over.
I know, we're dipping.
Very, very tasty.
Let's dip, yeah. Okay, something a little bit more decadent then, but this is still kind of straightforward enough. You have a chocolate mousse with just 5 ingredients.
Oh, this is a winner. Okay, so you just need chocolate that you melt. You warm up some double cream. Sorry, you whisk up your double cream with your icing sugar, vanilla and orange zest. So you get a bit of air. So this is what we're saying earlier about getting the air in. Get the air in there. Melt your chocolate. Let the chocolate cool a little bit. You don't want to put really hot chocolate in just whipped cream because it'll take all the air out of your cream. And then this is where folding comes in, Brendan. You fold in your chocolate with your cream, put them in fancy jars into the fridge, and then later some raspberries on top or strawberries in season. Like this is the summer for the grapefruit now. They'll be lovely on top of that.
That's a highly impressive dessert, yeah. Now you have a few with seasonal fruit. The first one, gooseberries, really? Do you not have to put in like 2 parts sugar to 1 part gooseberries to get the kind of sour out of them?
Well, that's down to everybody's taste, to be fair. But gooseberries, if they're picked at the right time, aren't as sour as people think.
Really?
So
okay.
Kind of cut back on the sugar.
That could be their marketing. That could be their logo. Not as sour as you think. Yeah.
And you cook the black currants with sugar. So it's a gooseberry fool and a black currant fool. And then taste them, though, before you actually go ahead and make the fool. Because that's where you might want to add in a bit more honey or a bit more sugar or whatever. And then you whip your cream, you fold in your fruit compote into your cream, and then you put them in. This is where the layering comes in and the lines. You can do a layer of each in a beautiful glass jar. It's very refreshing and it's really nice with a shortbread biscuit on the side.
Okay, strawberry shortcake parfaits.
Parfait. So there's 2 types of parfait in this world. One is a frozen one, which is kind of custard-like. This is more the American one, which is simply layered in a glass jar and, well, in any jar. So I've gone with vanilla yogurt or ice cream, caster sugar, strawberries, and then crushed biscuits, and you just layer up. It's the easiest thing you can ever do in the world.
Yeah.
And you can dress it up as you want. You can put in nuts, seeds, you can melt chocolate, you can put fudge in there, anything you want, just to build it up. And it's like, to me, it's like the old-fashioned sundaes, do you know? And you can just dig in and everything melts together and it's so gorgeous.
Semifredo, which is something you can make ahead of time. This is it's slightly more involved, but still doable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Semifredo is actually very easy to do. We do versions of them here all the time. And again, whisk your cream. I add in limoncello. You don't have to put anything in, but I like the flavour of it. And a bit of sugar goes in. And separately then, I use cherries, canned cherries, because they're easy to use for something like this. You're not worried about the fruit leaking into it. So I chop up my canned cherries, mix a bit of sugar with them. And then I fold in a little bit of creme fraiche. Mix all of this together, and then I've got my loaf tin, and I line my loaf tin with cling film, and I put all of this mix in. So generally, your ingredients are cherries, caster sugar, double cream, limoncello to taste, creme fraiche, and if you want, you could put in white chocolate chips. I do a version of this also with broken meringue. So I add in, like, if you've got some meringues at home, you want to use them up, you just break up the meringue and put them in the freezer. It's absolutely gorgeous, Brendan. And you slice it later. You can put it between 2 wafers and have an old-fashioned style ice cream sandwich, or you can put it out on a plate with a lovely bit of fresh fruit, and it's very, very good for the summer.
Okay, we've time for a couple more. You have a no-bake strawberry and orange tartlet, and this is with amaretti biscuits as the base here.
Yes, this is where you just simply crush up your amaretti biscuits. You could use the digestive there with some butter, and then they could just go into little tartlet tins, or you can do one big one if you want. But I like, if you want to do something that's presentable as something for a dinner party, individual portions always look nice. So they go in and they set, and then separately then you whip up double cream, orange. I put in some passion fruit, Greek yogurt, a little bit of vanilla extract, whip all of that together. That goes in then on top of your set biscuits, and then some strawberries on top, and it looks very impressive.
And listen, if they don't do any of those things, if that's all too much for people, they can try affogato.
Oh, you can't go wrong with an affogato. I mean, it's gorgeous. Okay, we've got ice cream of your flavour choice. Vanilla is always good for me. And then you can go with cold coffee, or just warm coffee, not really hot coffee, and you literally pour the espresso coffee over the ice cream. And if you're really pushing the boat out, Brendan, you do an affogato corretto, which is the corrected one, where you put alcohol in over it, which could be Bailey's, it could be Sambuca, it could be limoncello, whatever you want, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, Catherine Fulvio, thank you so much. And you're at Bloom tomorrow, Catherine. Where can people find you?
Sorry, Brendan, I missed that. The line
you're
is
at Bloom. You're at Bloom tomorrow?
I am indeed. I'm at Bloom. I'm on cooking on the Quality Kitchen stage of Bobbia there. I'm on at 10:30 and at 1:15. So come along and see me.
Catherine Fulvio, thank you very much. And we'll put all those very easy recipes up on rte.ie/Brendan. That's just about all we have time for today.